USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Most travelers from the United States will now be barred from entering the European Union when it opens its borders on Wednesday because the coronavirus is still too prevalent in the United States. The EU's 27 members have been drawing up a list of countries whose virus levels are deemed low enough to allow people from those places to travel into the bloc, which has been mostly sealed off since March. That list of safe countries was officially announced in a statement. The United States, which has the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world, was not on it. Countries that did make the list are Algeria, Australia, Canada, Japan, Morocco, New Zealand, South Korea, Thailand, and Uruguay. China will be included on the list if it allows entry to EU travelers in return. The move is a sign of how the U.S. is seen by Europe and elsewhere as the coronavirus hotbed. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Ghislaine Maxwell, a British socialite and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein, was arrested by the FBI in New Hampshire. She was arrested without incident and taken into custody. Maxwell, who is Epstein's former girlfriend, has been accused of overseeing his alleged sex trafficking ring. Many women have accused her of recruiting them to give Epstein massages during which they were pressured into sex. Those accusations, until now, never resulted in criminal charges. At a press conference formally announcing the charges, FBI Assistant Director in Charge Bill Sweeney said they arrested one of the villains in the case. Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopen, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
An Illinois man nearly lost his life outside a bar while defending a black woman from being harassed, and USA's Wendy King has more.
A father on Facebook is claiming his son was stabbed in the neck and hand after defending a black woman from a racist man who called her the N-word for no reason. He says Joshua Dangler has had one emergency surgery to save his life and another on his hand as they are trying to save his thumb. After an investigation by the Van Wert Police Department in Illinois, a suspect was identified as David Hecox. They found him at his job working for a wind turbine company as a road flagger. He had blood on his clothing and in his car. He was charged with felonious assault and is awaiting a hearing in court.
2012 GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain is being treated for the coronavirus in an Atlanta area hospital, according to his Twitter account. It's not clear where or when Cain was infected, but he was hospitalized less than 2 weeks after attending President Donald Trump's campaign rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He did not meet with the president there, according to the campaign. Cain, now age 74, was hospitalized after developing serious symptoms, but is awake and alert. The former pizza company executive has been an outspoken backer of the president and was named by the campaign as co-chair of Black Voices for Trump. Cain took part in a Trump campaign live stream before the rally with Texas State Senator James White. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.